The latest on the whole bear saga, and hopefully terms that the rest of us can understand. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Morning. So this whole thing has been kind of crazy. It's like, all right, so the Bears, Chicago Bears, they're either going to move to Arlington Heights in the suburbs, or they're going to move to Hammond, Indiana. Also the suburbs, but obviously in Indiana.
Right. Just a little bit across, like, the state lines.
Yeah.
But the point is that we all know that they're not staying in Chicago, and that is a fact.
Yeah. And so it all depends on how much the state is willing to give and meet the Bears in the middle. And here is Governor Pritzker basically saying, like, look, we've tried everything we could, but
the reality is I wasn't willing to give up billions of dollars of taxpayer money in order to give it to a billionaire owned team.
Now, as a resident of the state of Illinois, I can appreciate that.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
We don't want our taxes to be higher, but yeah. then also We want to keep the Bears.
Now, here's a great point. I learned a little bit about the difference between what Indiana is offering the Bears and what Illinois is talking about offering the Bears. So there's no official, like, here's what we're doing. There's right. just a lot of, like, talking that's happening.
If they go and build in Hammond, Indiana, the Chicago Bears have to pay $0 in taxes for the next 40 years. They get $1 billion from the state for the stadium, and they get $700 million in infrastructure cost as well.
Yeah, so that's Whoa. Connor Burns from Barstool. Now, what's interesting about that is, so they're literally rolling out the red carpet. You don't have to pay taxes for 40 years, here's $1 billion for the stadium. Here's $700 million for all the infrastructure around it. Whereas Illinois is going to say you're going to have to owe $50 to $200 million in taxes each year. We're not going to give you anything for the stadium. We're not going to give you anything for infrastructure. So infrastructure being, of course, like the roads and the necessary things that it's going to take to get people to
into
these
the
games.
Stadium. Yeah. Right. Okay. See, I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
Because I obviously want the Chicago Bears to stay here. You know what I mean? But then also, it's like, if they go to Indiana, yeah, they're rolling out the red carpet because, and this is no shade, it's Indiana. Like, what else is going on out there? Of course they want the, no, this is for real.
Yeah.
Of course they want the Bears there. And but also, it's like, okay, now you're giving them 40 years of not paying taxes. I am a person that, like, does believe that billionaires should pay taxes.
Well, and so if you're a resident of the state of, the, you of know, Indiana, you yeah. might be like, wow, so all my tax money. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
So, look, so it's I would not know what to say.
You know what's interesting? What we do know is they're not going to be in Chicago.
No.
They're not going to be at Soldier Field. There's just no way that they're going to be able to make that happen in the city. And so then it becomes, all right, well, are you willing to travel to Arlington Heights? Are you willing to travel to Hammond, Indiana? We did. A couple of months ago, we went out and checked out the site in Indiana where they were talking about having the Bears there.
And how long did it take us? Like 25 minutes?
Yeah, it wasn't long at all. We also went at like 10 a.m.
True.
But we learned that it's actually like the Hammond, Indiana site from Soldier Field is actually like 2 miles closer than the Arlington Heights site.
From Soldier Field.
From Soldier Field. So it's not, I guess, maybe it sounds further because you're crossing a state line.
But it's not that far.
But
I mean,
it's not that much
people
further.
Travel to like Milwaukee and back in one day.
Right.
I feel like the wherever the Bears play, Bears fans will go.
Yeah, and you can take the South Shore line. Like, there's ways to get there, and it's all going to be fine. And I'm sure no matter where the Bears end up, people are going to go. It's NFL football.
People are going to go, and people are going to complain, regardless.
Yeah. yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. But what we can, I guess, almost confidently say is it's starting to look more like Indiana than it is Illinois.
The Chicago Bears in Northwest Indiana.
The Chicago Bears. You know, there's, but think about, like, the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles or whatever, they like rebranded in some weird way where they have both cities in there.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that. It's just going to be the Chicago Bears, but.
And the people of Indiana have been very like adamant on the fact that we're going to keep the name.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, we're going to be just like Naperville people claiming to be from Chicago.
That's
but
right.
So we're completely different.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. We'll have to wait and see how it all unfolds over the next few years. But I would venture to guess by like 2030, 31, definitely by like 2032, we're going to be traveling a little bit to see some Bears games.
But we'll be traveling
yeah.
nonetheless.
Yeah. All right. So Ed Sheeran is going to be at Soldier Field there's no controversy in this. He's just going to go play at Soldier Field.
Oh, you mean he's not going to decide whether or not he wants to play Arlington or Northwest Indiana for the next 2 years?
No, he's just going to straight up perform at Soldier Field June 27th. It's the Loop Tour. We would love to send you going to play a little game. It's the easiest game. It's called Ed or Another Red. We'll explain it when we get you on the phone. Just come and have some fun with us for Ed Sheeran tickets. 877-591-9696. Call now, and hopefully you'll win that Ed Sheeran tickets. I would say 90% chance you'll win, all right? Shake that thing.